the new season of Beavis and Butthead is going to be on Comedy Central. Like, it's not on Paramount Plus anymore.
Well, they'll put them to Paramount Plus, though, right?
I don't know. I mean, I just heard it'll be on Comedy Central moving forward.
Oh, okay. Well,
whatever that means.
I mean, that's fine as long as it ends up on Paramount Plus, because I'm never going to have a cable subscription again. But
no, that's fair. I mean, worst case, I guess it'll be on Hulu, right?
Yeah. Well, does like, is the new South Park going straight to streaming, or is that on TV still?
No, it is straight to streaming, but I think it's Paramount Plus has it now. Did that deal actually happen? Because, like, there was a lot of controversy for a long time that, like, you know, like, there was, like, a billion-dollar deal, and now that Paramount's going to be bought, like, there was a fight over who got the rights to South Park.
Interesting. I mean, I used to love South Park Studios because it was free of everything else.
Yeah.
You don't? You don't what? You don't like South Park?
What?
What's wrong with you?
The only episode that I like that I watch with you is when they invade the town.
They invade the town.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, wait, did I show you the M-word episode?
Yeah.
Where all the adults go away?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Outlander! We have your woman, Outlander! She still lives!
That's actually like verbatim from a movie called Children of the Corn.
Yes.
Which is a worthwhile watch at one point. Maybe not right now. I don't know if it would freak you out. It's a weird movie.
It's not necessarily, I mean, it is horror, but it's not like the worst of the horror movies.
Yeah.
There's definitely.
It's basically like that plot of that episode, like these two adults stumble into a town that's just populated by children. And they're like, where are the grown-ups? And they're like, they're gone. And the implication is that they were all murdered. by the children.
So they're cannibals.
I didn't say they were eaten.
They just killed them. They didn't taste good.
You could kill a person without eating them. It's wasteful.
It's a great way to get rid of the body, right?
But it's better to just kill them by cannibalize.
Wait, kill them by cannibalizing them? Like, eat them alive?
Yes.
Wow. You Gen Alpha kids are weird.
Yeah.
Aren't.
Little velociraptors.
No, Felix is a little velociraptor.
So back on track. So Beavis and Butthead. I guess as long as like I can stream them, I don't really care if they go to Comedy Central or not. And as long as like they stay of the same quality in terms of like them being able to like do whatever they want.
It's still Mike Judge, which is great.
Can you do what?
Can I try one of the Ulu things?
You want to try my probiotic soda?
Yeah. What does it taste like? It
tastes like watermelon. It's actually delicious.
I want it.
How about this? Get a can from the fridge and get a cup, and then I'll pour some in a cup for you. So if you don't like it, then you're not going to waste an entire can.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey.
Do you want me to kick? I can kick her out of here. Felix is stuck on the other side.
I can't move.
Oh. Why?
Sure,
my god, your butt is gigantic.
No, it isn't. Yours.
No, it looks like you have a gigantic butt under your blanket. Okay.
Finally worked.
Yeah. By the way, what I would propose is we watch some new-ish Beavis and Butthead, because that's probably what Max and I would be doing anyway.
Wait,
yeah.
You want to do I Refuse?
Wait, I have an idea. Let's do the one where they're at the mall and they wear the glasses.
Oh yeah, that was good. I mean, they're all good. I mean, we could do it where we each pick one because they're pretty short, and you know, I don't know. I don't know if Matt wants to waste that kind of time with you and me doing what we'd normally do. But
hey, I'm down, and this could be Max's first pick for Bingeworthy. Although I think we already did. Did we do Beavis and Butthead?
Well, we did it. We did an OG Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, so we haven't done the remake.
We can do the asterisks of this is Mike Judge's Beavis and Butthead.
Fair. All right, I'm down.
Wait, why don't you? Why? Where's my watermelon drink?
Oh yeah, where is your watermelon drink?
Go in the fridge and get a. Yeah, it is in the door. In the door.
By the way, Sean.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering, a Paramount bought the streaming rights for the next 5 years for $1.5 billion.
For a Beavis and Butthead or South Park?
South Park.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, my judge. Good for you.
Yeah, no. That's insane. They canceled the Colbert Report for Colbert on the Late Show for financial reasons, but they paid Matt Stone and Trey Parker $1.5 billion.
All right, here. Try that. If you like it, I'll give you more.
Okay.
This is what I've been drinking. I'm so hooked on this stuff.
This is all a dream?
It was all a dream.
It's amazing.
You like it? All right, I'll give you some more before I put my lips on this one. All right, take a bow. Take a bow. Yeah, so we've noticed that Max, like, this actually happened about a month or so ago. He and I were just talking about something, whatever. And I noticed that he started saying, "It sure is," or "I sure am," or whatever. And I was like, where is that coming from? Like, I don't say that. I don't know anyone that says that. And then we were watching Beavis and Butthead later that night, and one of them said that. And I was like, oh my God, unconsciously adopted like a turn of phrase from Beavis and Butthead without realizing it.
I just figured out that phrase, but I didn't know that was from Beavis and Butthead.
It is 100% from Beavis and Butthead. You would not have heard it anyone else say that.
No?
Like that way that you say it and how you use it, like it's 100% from Beavis and Butthead.
All right, so Max, what is your favorite episode so far, Beavis and Butthead?
Okay, so wait, what's the episode with the wearing the glasses and stuff?
It's the one where they're wearing sunglasses and they think they're at the mall. They're wearing sunglasses and they think it's VR.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I gotta think about what mine would be.
Are we talking about new series? Because old series,
new.
All right.
I like the one where they end up at the dump thinking it's spring break.
Yeah.
That one's good. I like the one where they rip off the front of their house. We watched that one the other day. Mm-hmm. With their neighbor's truck. And the one where old Beavis and Butthead get married without realizing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, there's so many options.
Yeah, there's some really.
Oh, the one where they try to grow tobacco like George Washington.
Yes!
Yeah, I think that would be my pick.
Yeah, that is pretty probably.
Tobacco farmers.
Yeah. Hey, Penny, take a bow.
Take a bow.
Oh, the one with the water, where they keep trying to make each other pee.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
and
one.
And they stay up for like days because they don't want to fall asleep.
2 days.
Yep, they go too far.
Yeah,
that's pretty great. There's a lot of good ones. Holy shit. I hope they continue the quality.
Have you watched The New King of the Hill yet?
I have not watched The New King of the Hill yet.
I haven't either. So I've just been trying to get him into the regular, like the old one.
Okay.
So I've just been kind of showing him some of my favorite ones.
Fair enough.
I like forget how long that show was on TV.
It was on forever. And you know, like I think Mike Judge, like just kind of goes from one show to the other. I mean, they're all connected in the same universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used Barack Omimi, one of my bumholes.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, I think the best parts of every single Beavis and Butthead are still like it's not just music videos anymore, which makes total sense because they're doing YouTube now, too. But some of those are incredible. I love the one where you find out that Beavis is into K-pop.
Yeah.
And Butthead just walks out while Beavis is dancing. It's fantastic.
Beavis and Butthead got Olivia Rodrigo stuck in my head on several occasions because I've watched that episode so many times.
Well, do you guys want to pick up where you left off, or have you watched all of them yet?
We've watched all of them several times, so we can say with certainty that...
Probably more than several.
Yes, yeah, so we can say with certainty that we would both voted binge-worthy, and we would gladly watch it again. Oh, Mummy's Tomb, or the Escape Room one?
Oh, yeah, Escape Room. That's the first episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a, such a good start. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, no, we've
watched all of
them. Like, we're waiting with anticipation for the new stuff to come out.
Because September 5th. So it's like very soon. It's like 2 weeks away.
Take a bow. Take a bow. We should have broccolini on September 5th. What day of the week is that?
Hold on.
Shut up, Bayless.
Wednesday, September 3rd.
Oh, even better.
Wait, what?
Two weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks from tomorrow? 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Is that when a new season comes out?
The first episode, at least.
Yeah, 3 weeks from tomorrow.
3 weeks from tomorrow. 20.
I didn't like that.
Too. That was terrifying. Ever do that again.
That was impressive, Max. I didn't know you'd get that high. That was good.
You're straining your vocal cords. So it was a good decision to get your testicles removed.
Oh, shoot. I don't want to get my testicles removed.
Kidding. You have gigantic balls.
Like Dingleberry?
No, Felix doesn't have balls anymore. He did have gigantic kitty balls when he was little. But they had to go away. Oh, Matt used to have, what was it, a guinea pig?
Yes, or with giant balls.
Oh, he had a hamster with gigantic balls.
Yeah.
How big was
guinea pig, it was a guinea pig.
Like if a human had testicles the size, like proportional to the size of the testicles on that animal, they'd be like, you'd have like two basketballs between your legs.
I don't know if Max is amused or not. He just disappeared.
He seems to enjoy. He's just spinning.
Nice. We could watch the new King of the Hill if you want to do that, or any of the Beavis and Buttheads if you just want to pick your favorite episodes.
You want to do Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead.
Okay, Max. Yeah. Well, since it's your pick, what episode are we starting with?
The one where they go to the mall and get the glasses on and go do whatever that.
Yeah,
virtual stupidity.
VR.
Yep. Season 1, episode 6. Okay, Max. So we're gonna do this like real binge worthy. Why do you like this episode the best?
I like this episode the best because they go inside of the mall and they just start tripping all over stuff and they just start getting really hurt in the mall. They don't know that they're actually getting hurt because they're actually thinking they're still inside of the game, but it's actually happening to them in real life.
they walk up to that guy and they're like, let's kill him.
Fair enough. Okay. Anything you think we should know about Beavis and Butthead before we start? If you had to like tell someone, introduce someone new to Beavis and Butthead, how would you describe it to them?
Hey, if you're going to talk to one of your friends who's never heard of this before about Beavis and Butthead, what would you say?
They're stupid.
That's it. They're stupid. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
All right. Without further ado, season 1, episode 6 of the new Beavis and Butthead. Yep. All right, Max, I have a couple questions for you, if that's okay.
Yep.
What is your, if you had to pick one favorite part of that episode, what would it be?
When they start beating up that guy in the hospital.
Are you a big gamer, Max? Do you like video games yet?
Yes.
Oh, what's your favorite video game?
Roller Coaster Tycoon 3.
Wow. A man after my own heart. That's amazing. That's one of my favorite games, too. Have you played Planet Coaster yet? The new one?
What in the world is that?
Well, it's a game made by the same creators of Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we see it?
Matt and Crystal and Steve and Knight all game far more than I do, so I would take their word on that kind of a thing.
If you look it up, it's a computer game that's like it's a lot more futuristic. So if you're into Roller Coaster Tycoon, maybe you'd like Planet Coaster. Just saying.
Wait, can you do it on Nintendo?
Not Nintendo yet. It's only on computer.
We can put it on your flight simulator computer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sean. I just gave you. But no, I will say it's really good. If you like Roller Coaster Tycoon, it's like everything about Roller Coaster Tycoon, but they add a lot more stuff.
Oh, damn it, Max.
All right. We got a little distracted. So, you know, during the episodes, you actually had a really good thought. So you've kind of realized that, like, who do you like better, Beavis or Butthead?
Probably Beavis.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Why? You think Butthead is just, like, too mean? Or is it anything else?
He's crazy.
Or is it the Cornholio thing? Does that make him better?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's kind of how I ended up on the side of Beavis, too. Well, also, Butthead is just, he's, like, truly awful.
And also, when he got rabies, that's...
There is, you know, there's something to say that, like, I don't know if I'd say genius, but, like, to write people so stupid but can say such profound things is a real talent. I think that's, like, the real special thing about Beavis and Butthead is it's so stupid and dumb, but yet has, like, this, you know, has this air of smart.
It's not thoughtless.
Yes. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. It's not
thoughtless. It's actually kind of very thoughtfully put together. But, yeah. Like, are you having a stroke? What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm on my mouth.
Stroke. Nah.
No. All right. Would you say, did you get tired of this episode or could you watch it over and over again?
I get to watch it over and over again.
All right, fair.
Yeah.
And like, so is this is the episode you would show people to get into, like, if you were like, you have to watch Beavis and Butthead, this is the episode that'll get you into it.
Yeah, that's probably one of them. There's another good one that's, I Refuse.
Okay, what's that one about?
It's about they're at Burger World, and so technically they're at they're there, and they were said, and they looked at a sign, and someone told them the sign.
We reserve the right to refuse service.
And we reserve
We reserve the right to refuse service.
It's hard to say.
That's okay.
And they say that, and then they look at the sign, and then they just think about every time they have to refuse a service from every customer, even if it's not one that's doing something bad.
I like it when Beavis offers the cop in the drive-thru, like, the special new fries or whatever, and he's like, yeah, I'll take an order of those. He's like, I refused. He's like, what? He's like, I refused.
All right, if you had one favorite line from the show, what would it be?
Full immunity, you can say something inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can think about it. Do you know where Cornholio is from?
Nick Titicaca.
Nicaragua. All right. Sean, let's go to you. If you had to pick a favorite episode of this, what would it be and why?
This one's really hard. Because I honestly, like, I enjoy all of them.
Yeah, I enjoy all of them.
I've started getting them into the older ones, too. I think, like, of the new ones, the tobacco farmer one is probably the one that I'm fine, like, just the most insane and ridiculous. Because like they destroy a community garden.
Yeah.
Also Bonersaurus.
Bonersaurus
is really funny. Probably it would probably be one of those two, I think.
Do Bonersaurus.
Well, I like the Tobago Farmer one, like I said, because they end up like destroying a community garden in front of all the people who are taking care of. Also, they think that they can grow tobacco plants from cigarette butts, which is also just like the most insane and weird thing to think.
Yeah.
But then Bonersaurus, they stumble into the remains of like a backyard like barbecue wing party, and it's just like mountains of like, you know, just wings that are like out in the sun and like getting really disgusting, and then they build a dinosaur out of it, and they turn it into a quote-unquote museum for Bonersaurus. So I think, are you doing ASMR? What the hell are you doing?
Oh my god. Okay.
I think I'd go Tobacco Farmer. But fair enough. I do really love Bonersaurus.
All right, fair enough. So we'll watch Tobacco Farmer next.
Okay.
I think that's all the questions I have. Okay. Max, do you have anything else you want to say about Beavis and Butthead in your episode before we move to the next one?
Bungholio.
No, I don't.
Fair enough.
Because he's Bungholio.
That's true. Yes. Which episode is Cornholio in the new stuff?
The one with the friend. They go to the friend's house?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, that one.
And the parents are just, like, so cool with it, and they're like, oh, wow, look at he's just expressing himself. And like, it's just like, get them out, they're not my friends. Like, it's so good that you finally have friends.
It's fantastic. All right, so without further ado, we're going to move on to Season 2, Episode 5. Tobacco Farmers / Married.
Oh yes, that was my other good one. When they're grown ups and they get married. Yeah.
Wait, what about the Amazon one? The Amazon one's really funny.
Which one's the Amazon one?
Like when they go to
the Amazon warehouse.
Yes.
Yeah. Also the one where they the asylum one.
Yes.
They go because they're sad.
Yep.
Wait, what? I don't know. They're like,
we're depressed. They end up going to the asylum.
I don't remember that episode.
Beavis gets electroshock to his balls.
Oh, yeah, that's the last episode.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, but Tobacco Farmer.
Tobacco Farmer. Here we go.
It's just like music to my ears.
Wait, so you grew was tobacco.
You said that we've watched Beavis and Butthead do America the movie together.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie very well? That movie's like.
No. Not
all right.
Really.
All right. Maybe we'll watch it for movie night.
Definitely have to watch that movie. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
right?
It was a long time ago.
All
right. You know, your dad's name is from that movie.
It is?
Huh?
Your name is from that movie?
Oh.
No, your name
is... Oh, my username on Riverside is this a goddamn? Because they go to Hoover Dam. And they ask the tour guide, is this a goddamn?
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I really enjoy that in-universe they are married.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty great, isn't it?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Yeah. They never get a divorce, at least in this season. So, like, technically, canon.
Yeah, well, they're never going to score.
No.
So. Bam.
So, let's talk about this, Sean. Why did you choose this episode?
All right, so I like Tobacco Farmer. I like how the whole classroom scene is great just because he's going into this, like, first of all, from the perspective of a history student, he's going into this, like, really weird tangent about George Washington being a tobacco farmer, which is completely unnecessary to talk about George Washington in high school. Like, yeah. I mean, saying he had a plantation, maybe, like, but that is just completely unnecessary. But it also, like, tracks that, like, their teacher, because, like, and you'll see this probably at some point in school, you'll have a teacher who just goes into details that are completely unnecessary because they like it or they think it's fun or whatever. And it that, like, one little bit of information sends them on this whole crazy tangent.
Yeah.
I also like the detail that he's like, it's April and we're supposed to be on the Vietnam War and I'm talking about George Washington. So George Washington's obviously like the beginning of our country. The Vietnam War, Max, is like 200 years after George Washington.
Oh my God. Toby.
That's how far behind they are. They're 200 years behind where they should be in history class because Beavis and Butthead. Yeah. Well, it's like there's that one episode where they're like out and it's like the class does really well without them there. Yeah, so I like that whole time. And then the notion that they can grow tobacco from cigarette butts. And then Beavis eats the cigarette butts and starts getting like a nicotine high. And then they trash the garden. And the gardeners think that they couldn't have done it at first. Like, I love that too. Like, the gardeners are like, no, these aren't those boys. Like, people are so dumb.
Well, everyone just wants to think the best of them, and then, like, yeah. They keep getting disappointed.
Yeah, and, like, no, I think it's just, like, no one understands them, like, at all. And so they think the best, you know, kind of like the lady at the marriage office. She's like, she just kind of thinks, like, the best of people, I guess, or, like, you know, whatever, and doesn't actually pay attention to anything that they're saying. Like, nobody pays attention to them. In real life, I think perhaps that's the profound thing about them is like, and why they need each other.
You're talking about the person, and you just kept on talking like that, and never stopped talking.
Shut up, butthole.
No, you.
Max, do you have anything to say about this episode?
No.
All right. Good talk.
You always get like this.
It is a lovely.
I'm just messing.
Brain freeze.
You have brain freeze? Mm-hmm. You're also farting like a fucking banshee.
It's coming out both ends.
Yeah. Take a bow.
No, it's about him.
Take a bow.
He likes to fart a lot. He sometimes fart in my bed, and it smells so bad.
Yeah. Well, does it linger? Does it last for a long time?
Yeah. It lasts for about an hour.
That's because it stays in your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right, Matt. What do you have for us? What's your favorite? What's your pick?
Oy, well, I keep going back to the ones before. I have to pick one from the recent series.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That's a really good question. Let me go back. As they're not as fresh in my mind as they are in yours. Let me go back and take a look. It might be... What's the one where Beavis realizes he doesn't like fire? Because he meets the incarnation of fire? And
I don't
like
that one.
You don't like that one?
No, not really.
Mm.
I mean, it's okay, but they're just really not doing anything.
Hmm. What's the one? They're like in the gym. Oh, wait. Sorry. The one with the hamburger costume.
Yes.
What's that one?
It is. Oh, I like this one.
The Ciabatta Zone. Yes. Ciabatta Zone. Oh, the Amazon one's in that.
That is the Amazon one. Yeah.
Ciabatta Zone.
This is
you
great.
Know what? Yeah. Well, let's watch that one. I'm happy to watch this one as a third because most of my favorite episodes come from the original. Like, I cannot remember if you have seen it, Max. The best one of my favorites from the original run is Woodshop.
We can watch it,
Sean. Do you remember this episode?
Yeah. We can watch that later, Max. I'll let you watch one after or something.
But anyway. We don't have to watch that. We'll watch this Amazon one because I don't remember this one. So I'm very excited about the Chibata Zone. Max, what do I need to know about this episode before we start it?
Okay, so just to be prepared about the Chibata Zone. Yeah. Okay, so technically it's about that Beavis gets a big costume that's good at Burger World. Uh-huh. And he gets a costume, but Beavis doesn't have a costume and he gets mad.
Butthead gets the costume.
Butthead gets a costume and Beavis gets really mad about it. Yeah. So he just makes his own costume and he thinks it's pizza. But technically what happens is later in the episode is when someone's really mad at him.
He starts hitting on a girl.
And Beavis was wearing it and Butthead was wearing the hamburger costume, and then he gave it to Beavis because he was scared because he didn't want to get beat up. And then Beavis actually got up, but Butthead didn't.
Oh man, that's ridiculous. All right, I'm excited. All right, let's go. Without further ado, season 2, episode 11, the Chibata Zone / Warehouse.
So proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Why? I'm good at telling this stuff.
Yeah. You remember this stuff better than you remember, like, multiplication.
This is better than multiplication, right, Max? And that is an incredible show. I'm gonna have the Chibata Zone stuck in my head all day.
What is a day?
What?
What isn't day? That's the problem.
Well, this is the saying.
Yeah, I know. Let's unchange this setting.
All right, how about till tomorrow? And probably
Let's
even tomorrow,
that
too.
Tomorrow.
How about all night?
All night.
There's no more.
He'll have it in his head. There's no more. Well, if you think about it, tomorrow, well, tomorrow actually never exists. Tomorrow's just theoretical, because by the time it's tomorrow, it's today.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Then why is days changing equally by the number of winter to summer?
It's not, though.
Never mind.
The days are constantly getting shorter or longer depending on where you are in the year. Sorry, am I breaking your brain? Are you
yes,
okay?
Yes, you broke my brain already.
I'll break your brain even harder if you want.
Stop me.
What? Did your voice just crack?
No.
I bet it did. Oh, boy.
Amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tiny Tim. You want to go beat up Goofy for me?
Yeah, sure. I'll go get Dingleberry.
Oh.
He's probably sleeping.
No, don't bring Dingleberry in here, please.
No, I'm bringing Dingleberry.
No.
Who's Dingleberry?
Felix.
Oh, fair enough. He already has a nickname. That's great.
Yeah, he is a dingleberry.
All right, Max. I have one question for you before we before I let you go.
Uh-huh.
Is Beavis and Butthead binge-worthy? Why or why not?
What did you say?
You got a little garbled there. He said, sorry. Is Beavis and Butthead binge-worthy? Why or why not? All right, let's just break it down. Is it binge-worthy? Are you having a stroke? Stroke. Hey!
No.
Do you feel in charge?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, is it binge-worthy? What?
Why should I answer your question?
Because it was asked of you.
Why should I?
I'll answer for you.
All right.
Hi, my name's Max Braun. Oh, you should probably censor my last name. Hi, I'm Max.
I'll edit it out.
I haven't hit puberty yet, so my voice is still really high. I'm a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed little boy. And I like Beavis and Butthead because they say lots of
silly things that I would never say to anyone except for my dad behind closed doors, because he's real cool. That was a fly that landed on my microphone. I ate that fly because I like these bugs. This is a weird little ASMR experiment I'm doing.
Thank you so much for that, Max.
All right. Well, I guess I'll say that Beavis and Butthead is binge-worthy because...
I don't know.
All right. All right. Well, why is it that every day when we get home... Hold on. Let's just answer my goddamn question. Why is it every day when we get home and you want to watch TV, you're like, Dad, can we watch B&B, meaning Beavis and Butthead? Why do you ask me that?
Because the show's called Beavis and Butthead.
I got nothing.
That's fair. All
that
right.
Was a great response. That was
Sean.
Take a bow.
That was beautiful. You know what? Max, I'll do one better for you. There you go. Hold on.
Take a bow.
Bow down.
All right, don't get too full of yourself.
Damn. Sean, same question. Beavis and Butthead, binge worthy? Why or why not?
Yeah, of course, because we've been binging it every day.
that alone is good enough.
It's the right amount of subversive, inappropriate, but like not. Like, I'm better with him watching this than, like, South Park.
Yeah. I would say
that. Like, I feel like this is, like, kind of on the level. Like, South Park has some stuff in there that I'm just like, I don't really want to explain this right now. And Beavis and Butthead doesn't take explaining.
Well, yeah, it's a lot more, like, subtle. The crude humor and all that stuff is still there. But, yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be surface level. And not to say South Park isn't brilliant. I'm not going to take away
from it. No. I love South Park. I
mean, yeah. But there is something to be said about, like, just, you know, it's a little bit more subtle, and it's, but not really. Like, if you're old enough, you get it, and it's funny.
Yeah. You know, there's also something that Mike Judge said in an interview a while back, and I don't remember if it was, like, around the time that King of the Hill was, like, ending first go-round, or if he had, like, come out with a movie or something. When you're older, I don't know if Mike Judge has made movies, there's a movie called Office Space, which I absolutely love. Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're just going to show him. We got to explain it. Okay. Max got me a peel-off calendar at the beginning of the year. It's the butt of the day.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the butt of the day. So this is the butt for yesterday. This is a backpack butt.
Oh, awesome.
All right. What's the butt for today, Max?
The butt for today is a mountain butt.
Mountain butt. Well. Look at that.
What is that?
Here.
Oh, wow. That's a good mountain butt. I like that a lot.
I bet that's close to Lake Titicaca. Yeah. But like, okay. So Mike Judge gave this interview anyways, and he was like, in my head, and I don't know how old he is now. He's got to be what, in his 60s?
Yeah. 50s? He's got to be.
Like, in his head, he's like, I'm in my 30s or 40s, but I feel like I'm 15. Like,
he's 62.
Yeah. He's like, I still feel like I'm 15. And I think when I read that, I was like, oh, that actually tracks, because like the stuff that he does would make sense as coming from a 15-year-old. But now being in my 30s, well into my
30s. What day is it today?
It's the 12th.
Is it Monday?
No. It's Tuesday. This is Tuesday. We're on the right day. But now that like I'm like well into my 30s, I'm like, oh yeah, I still feel like I'm 15 in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So I relate to that in a lot of ways, and I feel like Beavis and Butthead is kind of engages with that stupider side of me that still wants to like burn stuff and act like a jerk with my friends because it's fun.
I mean, you're 100% right.
What was that stuff?
That was you crying. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Don't cry. Don't cry. You don't need to cry. I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, damn. Anyway, let's leave it there.
Don't forget, I am many things, Kal-El. But here, I am God.
All right. Good Lord. All right. Well, listen, it is absolutely binge-worthy. You know, it is probably one... I'm glad it's back. I'm glad that it kept its a real formula in the new version and didn't shy away, but did update its stuff to like make fun of the same things it made fun of 10 years or 20 years ago.
More than that, I think.
I know.
We can stop there.
Yeah, I'm just feeling old. But either way, it's a timeless.
You said, but.
It is one of the best shows ever.
You said,
and bye. Mike Judge is a voice that, you know, ahead of its time and very knowledgeable, and it's this disturbing mirror to our world, and you know, it's amazing how true a lot of the stuff Beavis and Butthead is, and probably Mike Judge is one of his best works ever. Is honestly too close to home now to watch, and it just scares me and makes me sad. Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's an incredible movie.
But yeah, I agree. It's too close on.
And Max, what you should you watch doing? Idiocracy someday.
Oh my. I didn't do that. That's. Jesus. I just heard your nose click shut. Your nose should not click shut. Take a bow.
You take a bow.
I refuse.
You refuse.
I did. Penny. I just said that.
No, you didn't.
Max, do you have any final thoughts for us this evening?
Why should I?
Well, because it's the end of the show. It's good to end it on a good, you know, zinger. Just a thought that's in your head, like right now.
Yeah, what we got a joke, though. It's inappropriate, but you can probably hear it. Yeah, I heard it on a Jimmy Carr TikTok. So, shout out! Jimmy Carr did not write it. It was like one of his hecklers or crowd work people doing it.
Yeah,
but he was like, "What do you call a disabled person that's born in a whorehouse?" And Jimmy Carr's first answer was, "I don't know, sir. Your son."
I miss your puzzles.
But the correct answer is a brothel sprout.
I am Mr. Puzzles.
Okay, Mr. Puzzles.
Good night, everybody.
Be whatever you want to be, buddy.
Do you like Mr. Puzzles, Max? It's one of my favorite YouTube shorts.
We've watched that thing so many times since you showed it to us. However long ago that was. That's like one of his favorite things. Chair saws.
I didn't get the job for the Fruit Loops.
Oh yeah, okay. So what's his name? Who's the comedian? Oh, Eric Andre. So Eric Andre has like a sketch where he goes on a New York City subway train in like a all black like skin suit covered in Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like a it looks like a dog collar, like the stitches collar, you know? Like
yeah.
The lampshade thing around his head. And he's carrying a thing of Fruit Loops and a jug of milk. And he goes onto the train and he goes, "I've got bad news, everybody. I didn't get the job at Fruit Loops."
Is that
my body? You do it.
My people, I have some bad news. I didn't get the
job at Fruit Loops.
The job at Fruit Loops. My body is now your communion.
Eat from me.
Eat from me.
Eat from me. And so he starts dumping the Fruit Loops into the thing on his head, and then he starts dumping milk on himself.
Drink for me.
That's amazing. Is that from the new season of Eric Andre Show? I don't remember that.
No. I mean, it's been on our... It showed up on Instagram Reel, so I have no idea when it's from.
Or also about Duck Boy.
Duck Boy.
Duck Boy.
Where the people who were like the guy that killed Pikachu, or like didn't kill Pikachu, he caught him in a bear trap.
Wait, what about the one that they actually they try to scare them and
oh yeah, he's like he looks like the thing from Donnie Darko. Yeah. You don't know what Donnie Darko is. That's okay.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, I dislike Jake Gyllenhaal, so you don't need to know what Donnie Darko is. Oh, so we're real psyched for Tron, although I don't want to have to give Jared Leto my money, but you know.
I know. It is. Go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna say, like, I was also super bummed about like how it's not Daft Punk doing the music, but I love Trent Reznor so much that I'm really thrilled for that.
Yeah, I know. Trent Reznor rules. So
oh yeah, yeah. What's his name? That actor. The guy Sam, we watched Tron Legacy is probably one of your favorite movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we've watched Tron Legacy so many times.
And it's okay, Max. I feel the same way about Olivia Wilde for different reasons.
Yeah, that's true. But like, yeah, we were bummed that the guy that plays Sam is not going to be, or the character of Sam is not going to be in the movie.
It's very. Neither is, oh my God, I can't think of his name now. The dude.
Describe him.
Describe him.
He's the dude. He was in the original back Jeff in the day. Bridges. Thank you, Jeff Bridges.
Is he in it? I thought he was in it.
I thought he wasn't in it.
I thought he was going to be in it.
Do you think Rizzler is going to end up being in it?
Well, Rizzler is Tron. Rizzler ends up being Tron.
He does?
Well, so Tron, it was like Tron got like reprogrammed or like, you know, by Clue. Huh. And then like he comes back. Right? You know, at the end of the movie where he like saves them? That's like he like remembers that he's Tron. He's like, he fights for the users.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when he remembers that he's Tron. He was brainwashed or
whatever. It says Jeff Bridges is in it, but I haven't seen him in the preview, so I don't know.
We even watched like a year or so ago. We watched the OG Tron, and I was actually kind of surprised by how much you liked it.
Wait, OG?
Like original? Sorry, the original Tron from the 80s.
The original Tron.
I didn't say you liked it compared to Tron Legacy, but
Tron Legacy is beyond better.
Okay. No, I'm with you there, honestly.
Up and beyond.
It's kind of hard to watch the original one because it's like so far behind. In terms of technology.
Yeah.
Also, when they're...
The movie's kind of strange.
Yeah, it is. Like, like when they're inside of the video game, it really does look like a video game. But it looks like a strange video game.
You mean on the grid?
Yeah, but on like the grid inside of the other movie, it looks way more realistic.
It looks like a kind of fleshed out
digital
world, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a really good movie. I say really good movie. Matt, I'm going to need you to help me here.
Okay.
There's a famous movie from, I want to say the late 60s, early 70s.
Oh,
called
okay.
Westworld.
Yes.
Which is a, is that a good movie in your mind? I really.
No, I mean, it's not bad. It's campy. It's schlocky. Like it's
the same guy that wrote Jurassic Park.
Yes. Michael Crichton wrote the
Michael
script.
Crichton. Yeah. So like, it's about, you know Itchy and Scratchy Land from The Simpsons? Mm-hmm. That is based on Westworld.
Yeah.
And it's basically like you can go to Westworld to be like a cowboy, like in the Old West, but all of the people that you're killing or interacting with are robots, but like the robots end up turning on all the humans.
Yeah.
So when you're like, that kind of like that movie kind of reminds me a little bit of Tron original.
Yeah,
the original
it does. Movie. It's very similar. And when you're older, Max, you can see an incredible TV show with the same name.
Yeah, there's a Westworld TV show that came out recently that is phenomenal. At least
first season,
flawless first season.
Yeah.
There's lots of stuff in there that you can't watch yet, though. Very inappropriate for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You look tired.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not tired.
No?
Yeah.
Well, I'm never tired.
Today you let me wake up at 5 in the morning.
Oh, man.
I didn't let you wake up at 5 in the morning. You woke up at 5 in the morning, and I was just like, all right, well, like, if you're not going to make me wake up at 5 in the morning, you can go on your way.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm not a morning person. We know this.
Do you like mornings better, Max?
Well.
Why you gotta do that to me?
He does sleep to 11 or 12.
What's wrong with that? I do too.
You do?
Yeah, I'm just like Sean. I'm not a morning person.
We're night people.
Yeah.
How?
Just because.
How is possible?
Well, because I do more at night. Like, I stay up till like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Same. No, you don't.
There's no way you go to sleep at 4 in the morning and get up at 5 in the morning. That's just a nap.
Yeah, that wouldn't make. That would be bad. That would be like, there's something wrong with you. But. What? There's nothing wrong with you. You said throat. Once you kind of like go through puberty and you like get bigger and your voice drops, and I'm saying everything like it's a question, and but like once you go through that part period of your life, which is coming up in the next like four-ish years or so. Yeah. Oh, also, by the way, Donald Trump says that you should be able to get married at 16. So, like, good luck. Congrats for that. I was like, I don't know if he's going to be ready to get married at 60. He is a moron. Yeah. Once you kind of get older, once you're like 15, 16, 17, like, let's talk about sleeping in and staying up late. Because I guarantee you, you'll be able to sleep way past 12. That point
beyond,
yeah, probably. I used to sleep till 3 or 4 sometimes.
Infinity and beyond.
Yeah, exactly. Good job.
Well, you'll do it eventually. It happens to all of us, you know. We switch.
Yeah. Matt, where are you going next? That's not home.
Oh, right. You're going to Europe.
Yep, that's why we'll not be here in September.
Right.
We are going to...
Go to a Koenigsegg dealership, then.
I don't know if he's going to that part of Europe.
I'm going to France, Italy, and Spain. The Mediterranean.
You can go to a Koenigsegg factory. You see a car that...
He's going to Italy. Where could he go? He could go to Ferrari or whatever.
Yeah, go to Enzo Ferrari.
You're going to Italy?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Oh, shoot.
Good pivot there, kid.
I'm going with my fiancé.
Pagani.
What's that?
Pagani.
He knows all the stuff about cars.
Oh, fair.
We saw a Bugatti before.
Ooh. Yeah.
Where should, if of like the Italian car manufacturers, like what should he go look at or look for while he's there?
Probably Pagani.
Pagani?
Where is it? Do you know where it is?
No. I know they make them somewhere in Italy.
You don't know where in Italy?
Yeah. I don't know where, but I know there's a dealership in Italy.
There's a dealership in Italy? There's a plant in Italy. Factory, yeah.
You have to wait 2 years for your car to get made.
2 years, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
So you have to buy the car and wait 2 years for your car to come.
Why does it take 2 years?
Because it takes a long time to build a Pagani. They're hand-built.
Wow.
Wow.
Why are your faces like that? Your face is confused.
Because Henry Ford taught us that we're not supposed to buy cars that are built by hand. We're supposed to buy cars from an assembly line because that's the perfect idealization of a capitalist society, you communist pig.
Did you just call me a pig?
A communist pig.
Did you just call me a slob?
No, you are kind of. No, you're not a slob.
Then you are.
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh.
You're a dingleberry.
All right. Whoa. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You scared me, dude. Alright, well, we're gonna not go to bed, but maybe go to bed.
Well, I hope you guys have a lovely night. Thank you so much for a great episode. Max, thank you for your first binge-worthy show. You are one for one.
Are you okay? Did you stab yourself?
Yes.
What?
My tooth.
Your tooth?
I stabbed one.
Where? Well, no, where did it go? Where did it hit? Your tongue?
You okay, dude?
All right, I'll get you some more, Joe. Stop doing it.